This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he is ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president made the declaration Friday, even though it's not clear he has the authority to do so.
The president says some governors deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics essential, but not churches, which he says unite the nation.
So I'm correcting this injustice.
And declaring houses of worship provide essential services. He says he'll override governors who do not reopen them immediately, though his authority to do that is unclear. Churches have the potential to infect large groups if precautions are not taken. Federal health officials had drafted reopening guidelines that included maintaining distance between parishioners and limiting the size of gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China drew Western condemnation Friday over plans for a national security law that would quash Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement as it opened an annual Congress that also laid bare what were called the immense economic challenges caused by the coronavirus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Friday released a statement condemning China's parliament for the legislation that he said would be a death knell for the high degree of autonomy Beijing promised for Hong Kong. The foreign ministers of Britain, Australia, and Canada released a joint statement saying they are deeply concerned about the legislation proposed by China, and that passing such a law without the direct participation of Hong Kong's people or legislature would undermine the principle of one country, two systems. China made it clear it wanted the law passed after Hong Kong was rocked by 7 months of massive and sometimes violent pro-democracy protests last year. This is VOA.